Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. National Weather Service officials say a deadly tornado that struck two counties was 1,000 yards wide, or the length of 10 football fields put together. Forecasters say in a report on storm damage that the EF2 tornado packed winds of 125 miles per hour as it traveled through Tallapoosa and Chambers counties for more than 31 miles on Friday. At least eight other counties received substantial storm damage. Governor Robert Bentley got a firsthand look at the storm damage in Jackson's Gap and Eagle Creek communities and Tallapoosa County on Sunday. At least seven tornadoes hit the state on Friday. The second annual National HBCU Entrepreneurship Conference, hosted by Alabama State University, is drawing large crowds to the capital city. The event, which began today, will feature several days of keynote speakers from the White House, NASA, Microsoft, and the U.S. Commerce Department. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the conference offers its participants a wealth of information and resources.
If you're looking for what the future opportunities are, if you're looking for a job, if you're looking for new directions, you're going to find it here because the quality of the speakers and the subject matter that's going to be discussed really is the future of business and industry, and the marrying of science and technology, of government and business, you know, will come together at this particular conference. It really is all about what ASU and Montgomery has been about for the last several years. You know, working together, we can do great things.
The conference will run through March 7th. This year's theme is Entrepreneurship, Transforming Education, Government, and Industry. Working as a Democratic legislator in this area is not for the faint of heart, having to grapple with a Republican supermajority. WVAS News reporter Marcus Howes talked with a veteran state senator regarding his approach to life in the superminority.
Roger Smitherman is navigating his fifth term as an Alabama state senator, but only his second year under the reign of a Republican supermajority. The Birmingham Democrat has spent the first 10 days of this legislative session lobbying for Democratic bills to reach the floor of the Senate. Senator Smitherman maintains that when Democrats held the majority, proportionate consideration was given to the other party's bills. Smitherman wants the GOP to return the favor. The senator does acknowledge efforts by Republican leaders to allow for introduction of Democratic legislation. He says the process is smoother when lawmakers work together. A Democratic bill that has made it through a Senate committee is Smitherman's own racial profiling bill. If passed in its current form, it would set up a mechanism for statistics to be taken by public safety officials of who is being stopped by police and why. The bill was introduced last year but got sidetracked. To this point, Senator Smitherman is satisfied that the other side is negotiating in good faith, but if he senses that is changing, he has made it clear he will take whatever tactical steps are necessary for Democrats to be heard. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News.
Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange says the settlement announced between BP and private plaintiffs for the Gulf oil spill does not impact the state's government's claim against BP. Strange said Saturday the state is prepared to try the case. He hopes the judge will set a new trial date soon. In other news, the jury in Alabama's gambling corruption trial began its fifth day of deliberations today and quickly sent the judge a question. The jury told U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson that it is having difficulty finding one of the exhibits presented by defense attorneys for lobbyist Tom Coker. The judge told jurors where to find it, and then he told them to keep deliberating. The jury has been sequestered since closing arguments began a week ago. The jury is considering vote-buying charges against casino owner Milton McGregor, State Senator Harry Ann Smith, former Senators Larry Means and Jim Pruitt, casino spokesman Jay Walker, and Coker. A judge in Birmingham has cleared the way for Alabama's largest county to move forward with the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. The federal judge says state law authorizes Jefferson County to file for bankruptcy. A second Selma to Montgomery civil rights march has begun. The 50-mile trek to the capital city got underway Sunday following the annual bridge crossing over the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma. Sunday's event drew people from across the U.S., including California Congresswoman Janice Hahn.
Oh, just a great moment. I mean, you grow up reading about this. To walk across the bridge with John Lewis and Ethel Kennedy, you know, these were the civil rights history makers. It's such a short bridge, really, when you walk across it, but you realize the span that it actually was in terms of folks becoming equal and having voting rights was like the Grand Canyon. But really important for me to be here. I didn't realize how much I didn't know.
Wendell and Cassandra Ford out of Hainville said the bridge crossing is an event they would never miss.
It's historic, and we have to keep encouraging, and especially the young people. They need to know. And we can't let it fade. We can't let it fade out.
Something that you all do annually, come down to Selma?
Yes. Especially for this.
This week's march ends Friday with a rally at Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church. Marchers say they call for the repeal of Alabama's new voter ID and immigration laws. Today, look for sunny skies and your highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, clear with your lows in the mid-30s. Tuesday, sunny skies once again with your highs in the mid-60s. Tuesday night, not as cool, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with your lows in the mid-40s. On your Wednesday, partly cloudy skies and your highs around 70 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with your lows in the lower 50s. And on your Thursday, partly cloudy skies with your highs in the upper 70s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.